I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Yeah, we definitely got to refine the Olympics, it feels like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Flag football is going to be fun.
That's coming out in the Olympics?
I think so.
Wow, that's tight.
I don't know. Is it this year in Paris? In Paris, we're going to be fucking hitting them with Tyreek Hill and Cat Williams. Cat Williams is going to blow by
they're
those defenders.
They're going to play?
I think they're going to play flag football or 7-on-7 flag football.
Wow.
In America, we're going to, yeah.
Who are we sending?
They should do gay fist fighting as well.
Gay fist fighting would be tight. That would be awesome.
Yeah, they had a group that used to tour the country that would come to Baton Rouge back in the day. And you'd pay, and it was gay men fighting and fist fighting.
What?
And you'd pay, yep, $5 over there, get you a beer, and get you some fights. Gay fights. People would go, yeah.
Was
their company. They did it. It was It wasn't like, you know, it was supporting gay activism, you know, there was a lot of
what happened to that? Why did it stop? It seems like a fucking smashing success.
I agree. I don't know why.
That's crazy. Maybe
I think they could have ran out of fight, you know, like, I think when you're traveling like that and you have to fight and then, yeah, and then you, probably a lot of the men you're traveling with also want to date you or whatever.
I was about to say, yeah, they're probably exhausting, yeah, burning the candle at both ends, really.
It just feels like, it would just be a lot.
And you're having, like, sex afterwards.
Yeah. Or just that you're, you know, having to even argue with somebody in a van afterwards.
True.
Oh, those rides, they must have been such bitches the whole drive. It's like, it's hot in here.
I said it's hot. And some guy's like, that's me.
Yeah, and then they like pull over, get out of the car. Let's
Was there a belt? Was there like a belt or was it just like backyard brawl?
Sasha.
True.
I can't remember if there was a belt, but there was, and they called it FAG, fist fights.
Was it at least an acronym or was it like F period AG?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
The fighters are good.
I was a drinking. You know,
for sure, yeah.
We would, you know, usually use fake ID to get in there. And,
nice.
But I remember it as clear as day. I don't know why they don't have it anymore. You know?
It might just be the slap league now. It might just be the Dana White slap league.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was definitely pretty cool.
It's fucking awesome.
A lot of cool shit's gone by the wayside, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Wrestling, WWF, it's gone by the wayside.
It's over now, huh?
Well, it used to be wild, dude. We were just laughing about all the storylines.
Yeah, people couldn't,
Some guy, one of the storylines is so funny, is Big Show's dad died, and then whoever his enemy was at the time showed up to the funeral, put chains around the coffin, and drove off with it. And Big Joe was like, no, not my father. And he chased after it. It was a crazy storyline.
It was a big boss man.
It was a big boss man who did it. Big boss man put chains around his dad's coffin.
Why'd he do that?
And then Big Joe tried to jump on the coffin, and while the truck was driving away with it, he fell off. It was, yeah. They did.
Big boss man was crazy, dude. He'd be like, yeah, he'd have spin in that stick, and he'd walk in.
I didn't know he was evil, though.
He was evil. He even had a match, it was like a dog match with Al Snow where he had like a bunch of nice dogs around the ring, but they're supposed to be like ferocious.
He had dogs around?
Yeah.
He would also, sometimes he would be like the parking attendant or something. He'd be like, make sure your vehicle's registered, you know?
Oh, he would get
say
people?
Shit like that. And is like, you know, damn. He'd be like, I'll put a boot on your wife's pussy, you know? He'd say stuff like that. And you're like, what?
Yeah. You're 6 years old. Be like, damn.
You're like, what?
Wait, was the big boss man was a cop?
Yeah.
And he stole people's dead dads.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't have a
stealing
permit.
Someone's dead dad at a funeral is the meanest thing I've ever seen.
That's
like medieval.
Bro, that's the most like swag evil thing I've ever
seen. Why do you think people are so mad at cops right now?
It's the big boss man.
They've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
They show up to all the funerals.
See, that's so gangster. Them. You steal somebody's dead dad.
Damn.
Especially the Big Show. He's like 10 feet tall and crying. And he's like, oh, steal his fucking dad. He's like, no, dad.
Jumps on the
casket and falls off and rolls. We were talking about other wrestling.
And then somebody plays that song, Jump On It, Jump On It, in the background. That's the worst song. That ruins everything, kind of.
Especially, yeah, that would piss me off.
We're talking about Gene Snitsky with James.
Oh, that's a storyline.
Yeah.
Who's what was Gene
it? Snitsky? I saw him at a Phillies game. He was wearing a Snitsky customized Phillies jersey.
I didn't do it. It's
and
not
I
my
said
fault.
It wasn't my fault to him, and he turned around and was like, what's up?
He punted Kane's baby.
Yeah.
First, hold on. Let me, because now I remember. So Kane got, who was it, Lita?
Lita, yeah.
All right. Kane got Lita. He raped Lita.
What?
Yeah. Got her pregnant. So then they were like, you have to marry Kane. Those are the rules. If you get pregnant from a rape, you have to marry the rapist. So they forced her to marry Kane.
And where was and this? Then, at Michigan State?
No, this is WWF.
WWF, and, sorry.
Yeah, this was the fucking gymnastics coach. I think this is Larry Nassar, Kane, the big red machine.
Not Foxcatcher, huh?
No, not Foxcatcher. This is Kane, but then...
Okay, Kane the wrestler. Came and
punted the...
Okay, my bad.
Lemaire, you explain it. I'm fucking
You're
it
talking
up.
About the no, debunks.
You're nailing it. You're freaking nailing it.
What happened?
No, that's a good...
Yeah.
So Kane married Lita.
Because he raped her and got her pregnant.
Yeah.
What is this from Greek rapist. Mythology?
This is what WWF used to be, dude.
Bro, this shit is cat, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck are y'all
the storyline. We were in like fifth grade, like, yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
And then Snitsky came out with the baby. It was a fake toy baby. They were pretending it was the product of Kane's rape. And then he punted it into the crowd.
No. Into the crowd?
Yeah.
Someone like, still has that.
Dude.
Someone still has that baby.
Somebody has that in a glass box in their house. Like, oh, this here dude. I got.
I remember watching it. I thought it was a real baby. I was like, no. No. Yeah.
Just when you think, hey, nobody's thinking that's a real baby. Yeah.
No, every kid in that room. Dude, wrestling would get you fired. Like, Monday Night Raw would get you juiced up.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, get to bed.
Oh, I remember.
Impossible to go to sleep.
You find your little brother in his tombstone.
Especially when the credits cut, when they cut off like a rumble in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the match, Stone Cold's just fucking everybody up, and then it goes dark.
Yeah, like, because, yeah, like the time had gone over or whatever.
You have to go to bed.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you'd be so jazzed up. You're like, I can't possibly go to sleep.
Dude, I remember I went to when The Rock came back. I went to one professional wrestling thing. It was when The Rock came back.
Must have been nuts.
It was like was it 2019? I don't remember when it was.
Lemaire would get it. When did The Rock return?
When?
2014?
2012.
2012. And I remember looking over, and there was a Mexican father and son. It was a man probably 38 and a kid probably 9, right? Or 6.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And they were the same height, and they were both bawling, crying, dude. That The Rock, like, bawling, fucking crying
El
together,
Rock,
holding hands, you know.
El Rock, that's crazy. Man.
Yeah, and it was just I just realized, like, wow, this is just still such a powerful thing, you know, because it was that powerful for me when I was a kid, man.
Yeah,
I would. Just
it would be nice to have kids, a son, get your son pumped on. You get to get. Back into wrestling.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
God, it'd be fun, dude. We would make a chart of all of the wrestling people that they had, and they all had to fight each other on the chart, and you'd like see who won, and it would take months to find out who the champion was, and it was just you beating up something in your room or different things in your room.
Yeah, my nephew got my wrestling figures.
Yeah, I had Wrestle Buddy pillows.
He brought them out. I was so jealous.
Rich
I had a ring. I had all the figures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had them.
I saw him break them out when I was back home.
Or figures, we call them, too. Yeah.
I wanted to get
wrestling
in there.
Figures.
There are a couple figures.
I mean, I don't...
I had D-Lo and Farouk.
Oh, you did?
So there are some figures.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. don't reverse this.
Hey.
Don't hit me with the reverse.
What's going on here, dude? Yeah, what else is going on?
Yeah, what's in the news, man? What are you thinking about?
Well, that was just the craziest thing was just, I guess that you weren't nominated for the comedy thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
bullshit.
I thought that was fucking pretty lame.
I didn't. So who was it again? It was
who was nominated on it?
Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
Ricky Gervais.
Amy Schumer.
I think that's it.
Yeah, the Titans of Industry.
Yeah.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Perfect. Mm.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty. Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that's it. I don't have. Yeah, I'm fine.
They're the best of the best.
Who needs a Golden Globe, dude? We got the Patreon.
Joe.
Oh, yeah, you got that beautiful.
That's a Patreon award.
Yes. Is it really?
Yeah.
No way, because y'all have the best Patreon?
Number one Patreon award they gave us that.
You're lying.
Yeah.
No way, can I see it?
Yeah, man.
You can have
it. It's broken already. You can smash it.
Wow.
Don't smash it.
It came broken. It came broken, but
dude, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats, man.
They gave us the Gay Man's Nutsack Award.
Oh, my God, huh?
That side's a face, but this side's actually, if you hold it up, that is just...
A dong.
A gay ball sack.
Oh, yeah. It looks like one of those balls on that special show, like my 70-pound nut or whatever.
Yeah.
Here comes me with my nut, you know? And some guy, they'll put like a little curtain in front of it and be like, da-da, and then pull the curtain, but it's still just his nut there, you know? And all the kids will pay a quarter. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So how did you even get nominated? Or they just knew you guys were doing it?
We just had, I think, just the highest Patreon. I don't know.
So you guys are rich then?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, damn. Dude, that's crazy.
This is what it gets.
Try to hide it. Yeah, dude. For real, they called us.
Yeah.
True. I might start stuffing with that thing. That's probably what it's for.
Definitely. Crazy.
It's like huge.
Look like you have like a real medical problem. <dude.
laughs> Oh, the road to the Patreon gay tumor runs through fucking Austin, bitches.
He's gave us.
You want to take this? Come take it, dude. Come and take it.
You come take it out of my butt.
You're gonna shove it up our ass, dude.
What's that?
You go to like a cool party and Diddy's gonna shove it up our ass, dude.
Diddy better not get to find out we have this. Us,
dude. Oh, yeah.
Do you think
why did he get attacked all
of a sudden?
Do you
think Diddy's plugging all these dudes?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I can look.
That's what everybody's calling him. Right.
Did he?
Did he?
We got in trouble. The media just, you know, they fling their eye on people. And all of a sudden it was like Dwight Wade, Dwight Howard was in trouble. And then they just spotlighted
Was Dwight in trouble or was Dwight just...
He was just sending kind freaky texts. He was sending freaky texts. Yeah, he didn't do it well.
I think Dwight was totally...
No, there was a dude who was like...
I think he's fine.
Yeah, but a guy claimed he went over there and then was like, nah, I'm not with this because another dude was there. And then Dwight was like... They claimed Dwight was like, it's time.
What do you mean like it's time?
Like he was exchanging, like pretend you and I were having like a gay affair and like we're texting each other.
Slow it down. What's happening?
So you and I... So like it was like if, you know, we were having a gay affair and I'm like, yo, come through, slide through, come get
and
this.
And where are we?
My house.
Okay.
So you're coming through and all of a sudden Shane's there just standing there bucking naked and you're like, yo, I didn't this is what happened.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude. No.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't want to play for the Lakers anymore.
What? What if I'm there naked? You would say you would
no,
be mad?
I want to go back to Houston.
Motherfucker.